podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
Imagine getting a criminal record for something you wore to the beach. Something we consider pretty tame, but back in the olden days was unimaginably offensive.
Wait.
What?
Wait. They did what?
They what? Did what?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What?
What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What? They did
that's
they did
what?
What?
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
Welcome to Wait, They Did What? The podcast that makes you feel 100% superior to oldies. I'm Tiliotti Black, and right now we're hitting the waves. But before we jump in, there's something you should know. Back in 1961, Sydney beaches weren't just full of surfers and swimmers, they were swarming with criminals getting arrested.
Why?
Have a guess.
Maybe like bonfires,
like animals on the beach?
Being too loud or something.
Those are all things you might get in trouble for today, but that's way too obvious. Maybe this old recording of a lady being ordered off the beach will give you a better idea.
We're on Bondi Beach.
Hang on, madam. Don't walk around here without. Put something on, please. All right.
Hold on to your beach umbrellas. That very naughty woman was committing the scandalous and horrific crime of wearing a bikini.
That's a bit stupid and absurd.
Taking it a bit far there.
Yeah, it's to human rights to wear, yeah, that stuff.
I hear you. Right up there with freedom, wearing a bikini is a close second, most important, basic human right. But in the 1950s and 60s, they didn't think that way. You could be fined, arrested, or even go to jail fighting the long, hard, treacherous battle known as the Bikini Wars.
Bikini Wars, that's weird.
Bikinis fighting each other?
I'd be arrested.
Because my bikinis are really small and they go up my bum.
Ouch. If you go back even further, rewinding way back to the early 1900s, back here it was against the law to swim at the beach at all during the day. Men and women also weren't allowed to swim together. Why? To protect their dignity, of course. People were pretty conservative back then. Women even had to wear long pants in the water, no matter their culture or religious beliefs.
That'd be pretty uncomfortable and also a safety hazard because they can drag you down and their tans wouldn't be very good either.
I have enough trouble with board shorts.
Yeah, that is very annoying when sand gets up there.
Ugh, yeah, gritty, chafy, no good. Later in 1946, after a real war, World War II, had ended, there was a French designer named Louis Reed, that is my name. What a beautiful accent. Louis said he wanted to celebrate the feeling of freedom, so he invented a two-piece swimsuit called La Bikini. Named after a place called Bikini Atoll, where nuclear bombs were tested, because Louis said he expected his new togs to be explosive. I mean, he wasn't far off.
Now, I'm going to show you what will be on the beach this season. And some you'll approve of, and I know there might be some you'll disapprove of.
That's the host of a fashion parade in Australia in the 1960s. She's introducing a bunch of models who are about to strut around in bikinis in front of an exclusive audience of men. The men were beach inspectors. Part of their job was measuring people's swimsuits with tape measures to see if they were too, well, too much? And by that I mean not enough. As in skimpy. You know what I mean.
I think that should be illegal.
Yeah, very illegal.
Because I don't think anyone should be able to touch, even if measuring. I don't think they should be able to do that.
Like, wait, is it boys, by the way?
Correct! Men were the ones doing the measuring of women's bottoms and bosoms. You know, wherever the bikini covers.
Yeah, that's just weird.
It's quite disgusting. But now I feel like if a cop came up to do that, they'd probably like whack him or kick him because they'd be allowed to because self-defense.
It sure was a confusing time because some of these beach inspectors were bikini fans while others weren't so much.
What do you object to in this one?
Well, not at all. I think it was magic.
Would you put any of these off the beach?
Not in a bit.
What do you think of this one?
I think it's all right on the top, but the bottom is very rude. That's just my personal opinion.
Excuse me.
What, keep it long in it, son.
Excuse me. What are you actually looking for here?
Oh, just the depth.
What did you think of the bikinis on show here? Do you approve of that one?
Very much so, yes.
That seems straightforward. Glad those guys were in charge of our beaches and bodies. That was not my intention when I made these bikini. Appreciate that, Louie. Thanks, mate. The inconsistent rules meant hundreds of Australian women were ordered off the beach for wearing bikinis.
They should be able to wear whatever makes them happy, and they're wearing a lot more than the old men who wear their Speedos.
There's actually not much difference. I mean, one has a top, one doesn't.
I know, right? Although a couple of guys were sent off the beach too for wearing Speedos, you know, like sluggos, budgie smugglers, whatever you want to call them. But bikinis were the main target.
I kind of think people should wear what they want to wear, but then also, like, if it's disrupting or affecting other people in bad ways, then they should get told off, but maybe not arrested.
If it's hiding their parts that other people shouldn't see, I don't have a problem with it.
The controversy all revolved around something called public decency laws, which are supposed to stop indecent or offensive behaviour. But it's a kind of murky area because sure, some people found bikinis indecent or offensive, but other people absolutely did not. And in some cases, the actual bikinis weren't even the problem. It was more about the bodies wearing them.
Do you think that bikinis should be banned?
No, I do not. Everybody to their own liking. I think if they like it, well, have it on. Don't you?
Have it on? I guess it's the best thing you can do with it.
Yes.
I think if a girl's got the right figure to wear it, she should be entitled to wear it.
Well, they should be banned for some figures then.
Definitely.
Rather than wear a bikini, why wear anything at all?
Well, depends on the figure. I wouldn't like to wear one.
All right, how about you keep your body-shaming chit-chat to yourself? As the 60s continued, women got fed up with people commenting on measuring and making rules about their bodies. They said, you know what? My body, my choice. And if you don't like my bikini, that's your problem, inspector. Also, use some mouthwash. Your breath stinks. Sorry, they didn't say that last bit. I just got carried away in character.
I feel like people should be allowed to wear whatever they want. Like, especially at the beach, because the beach is really hot.
Wear whatever's most comfortable and just be yourself.
Girl, you do whatever you want, so wear something you've, like, feel comfortable and safe in.
Yeah, like, it is their body, their choice, like.
Real! The people protested, and by the late 60s, the bikini wars were won. Aussie beachgoers were free to wear all the bikinis they wanted.
Do you buy them for swimming or sunbaking?
Sunbaking. They fall off. Well, who cares, really? Some women have 20 pairs of swimsuits. They sunbake in one. 20 pairs of swimsuits would be quite normal for someone with a private pool, I would think.
You know, she's right. I was a bit cynical about bathing suits, but she's convinced me. They are a truly noble garment.
Never has a truer trio of words been spoken. Well said, random man from ye old times. I doff my cap to you. The cap, a lesser noble garment, but noble nonetheless. Let's finish with a bit of parting advice from old Till. A bikini body is nothing more than a body in a bikini. You do you, wear what you like, I say. And if you don't trust me, trust Louie. I agree with you, Tilly. Thanks, bud. Till next time, I'll catch you on... Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also find us on the ABC Big Kids YouTube channel.